Support for this podcast is provided by Willow, the one-way video interviewing platform. Speaking to candidates on Zoom, Teams, or Skype is a great way to meet people, but it can also be exhausting, inefficient, and inconvenient. Willow has taken the interviewing process and brought it into the 21st century. They looked at all the negatives of traditional interviewing, like scheduling, fatigue, anxiety, and travel, and created a virtual interviewing process that candidates actually love, and they have the NPS score to prove it. With Willow, you simply write a series of questions that you want candidates to answer, then share the link with them. They then answer your questions in their own time on any kind of device or browser. The company has a real focus on making the process easy and making it feel as candidate-friendly as possible. They also have native integrations with Workable, Greenhouse and Zapier, so you can automate your selection process, cast a wider net, and really scale things up. Willow offers a totally free version that allows you to trial their approach to video interviewing for as long as you need to. And then, when you do want to upgrade, it's genuinely affordable. And they'll even plant a tree for you to ensure that every interview is carbon neutral. Sign up for free at willow.video. That's willow.video.
There's been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi everyone, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to episode 369 of the Recruiting Future podcast. Before we start the show this week, a quick public service announcement. I'm going to be taking a short podcasting break and the next episode won't be live until the end of August. I'm in the final stages of finishing my latest book, Digital Talent, which I'm writing once again in collaboration with Mervyn Dinnan, and I need a couple of weeks to entirely focus on getting the final draft finished and over to the publisher. Obviously, this is an excellent chance for you to catch up with any recent episodes you might have missed, available as ever wherever you get your podcasts, and also fully searchable on recruitingfuture.com. The podcast will return before August is out, and I have some really inspiring content lined up for the next few months and beyond. So, on with the show. Talent markets are a challenge globally, and talent markets for high-quality digital talent are particularly challenging at the moment. At times like these, recruitment marketing becomes mission critical, and content that genuinely engages with target audiences brings a competitive advantage. My guest this week is Keren Halperin, VP of People at Tel Aviv-based startup Swim. Keren has considerable experience scaling digital teams in the most challenging talent markets, and some brilliant insights to share on using high-quality content to turbocharge recruitment marketing. Hi, Keren, and welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Matt. Happy to be here.
An absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Could you just introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
Okay, so I'm Keren Halperin. I live in Tel Aviv. I'm an HR leader for the last few years. Basically, I'm coming from a fast-growing companies in a rapid growth stages where you need to, help the company with the growing pains and build teams from ground and really help them to become like a successful teams moving toward, the mission and growing to become like a mid-size companies, usually from, sometimes from 0 to 150, 200, and so on. That's basically my passion. And recently, I'm very much busy with, employee experience, candidate experience, anything related to something that really makes a difference to how people feel about the interaction with companies, whatever it's as a candidate or employee.
Fantastic stuff. And I'm very keen to dive in and find out a lot more about that. Before we do, though, tell us a little bit about the company that you're working for at the moment.
Okay, so currently I'm the VP People at Swim. A little bit about Swim. So Swim, it's an early stage startup, well established, and we are in a product market fit stage, already in the market for 1 year and a half, and we are growing significantly to help the product to become, you know, something that developers can use. So Swim is actually creating it's a platform for developers that help them get into the code quickly, whatever they are, you know, new hires, switching teams, or someone left the company and someone needs to deep dive into the code. So it's a product that, you know, help engineers and also managers and companies not to stop projects because of sync. So it helped the teams sync and really move fast.
Talk us through the talent market. What's the market for talent like in your sector at the moment, in your geography? What's the market like, and what, you know, what challenges are you facing in scaling up companies?
Yeah, so I think it's not a secret. Like the talent shortage is a real issue for a few years already, and specifically in Israel, where we are currently hiring, specifically the engineers and developers. It's a very hectic market. We already have like 60 unicorns in a very small market, you know, so a lot of money is in the market. And everyone are looking for strong talent. So the competition is very, very, it's a high competition. Yeah, that's the situation right now, and we need to win the challenge.
And I know you've had sort of significant success scaling up, and in particularly hiring developers over the last few years. How do you find developers and people with desirable technical skills in such a competitive market?
I can tell, like, first from from the experience at Swim that I'm happy to share that we doubled the team during the last 2 months. We did a lot of work around this, and we have a strong network. But I think, you know, it's not just about money. I just interviewed a very strong talent right now that we are looking to hire. And we do a lot of, you know, we actually, you know, do a lot of meetings with them, keep strong relationship. The founders network is very rich and strong. So they know they need to look after those people, you know, build them like a career path, and understand what they are looking for, and building the package and coming with, you know, with a real career path and not only the money. And in addition, I'm very happy that we have strong developers, we have a great network, and also we are doing, you know, we did a lot of work around the extending the channels, creating a very, very strong candidate experience so we can really be competitive. And those talents, they are not looking only for money. They are looking to make an impact. They are looking for growth opportunities. They are looking for leaders they can look up to. They are looking for a real product that can make a difference and can be strong contribution to the world, and these are the things that I'm happy to say that we are offering. So I think we are in a good, you know, situation comparing to other startups.
And how do you identify those talents in the first place? I mean, what sort of role does intelligence and data play in terms of knowing where to go to find developers and have those conversations with them?
Yeah, so yeah, I think it goes for like a few directions. So one I talked about just now, it's the network. The other thing is extending that, because if we want to scale and we need a lot of people, and we are, you know, we are going to be a big company with a lot of developers, we need to look into other channels. So we are using content. Right now, we're doing a lot of things around, you know, posting, even like, you know, some small posts, but also thought leadership articles and things like this. We are arranging meetups where we can share knowledge and invite people to our offices or in other places. So these are the main things. And also we connect, you know, with the usual channels like good agencies, LinkedIn, and you know, social network and other, and of course using our employees network.
You mentioned content there. I mean, tell us a little bit more about how you use content to engage. I mean, what type of content, and also how do you do that? How do you do that at scale?
Yeah, so it's a good question. And I think content is really, it's not a secret. It works for marketing and, you know, it's all about people. So it works also for candidates. These are also people. So it's not a secret. And I can tell you from my personal experience when I, you know, looked into the data and I tried to understand along the years what, you know, what was the best way to bring strong people. And I mean, like, not just people in general, but when I looked into the distribution of channels, I realized that content was the best channel for qualified, like best quality people and really qualified people. And I think it's the same in marketing. You need to identify, like, what is the audience is curious about, what kind of content they are consuming, and how it's related to you, what we are doing, and how we can, you know, find the sweet spot of our product, what we are doing, and what they are curious about, and build like a plan. So it starts with, again, like, you know, it's a post, a top leadership articles, you know, meetups, be like hosting other top leaders. We are still working on this. It's part of the plan, and we are on our way to build like a really strong community. We are not there yet, but that's the direction. Eventually, we want to see ourselves with a big, you know, developers community, especially when we are a company that is like a dev tool, a product. So it's a major thing for us to be there.
You mentioned that you're a technology company. What role does technology play in your sort of pipelining and your recruitment process?
Yeah, I can tell you when I joined the company, and again, it was like we are in an early stage. So no, there was no ATS, and even no ATS, and it was not connected even to like the career page. And I realized that first, the first thing I need to do is to have an ATS to integrate it into the career page, so I can have like a, I can manage the funnel. Without this, I couldn't do it. Like, we have a lot of openings, and you can be like, you can get lost. So it plays a big role when you want to run the funnel, to know where candidates are coming from, to communicate with the candidates, to communicate with the, you know, with the resources and agencies and, you know, whatever, managers and so on. We are also using the ATS for, you know, in communication in a sense of, you know, email campaign and how we communicate with the, with the candidates and how we communicate with agencies and anyone, you know, that is part of the hiring process. So we did a lot of work around the emails and you know, the vibe within this email. So it's very much, you know, something that engineers and developers will be excited about. It's not just about, you know, a message. It's about an interaction. So I hope I'm answering your question, but it plays a big role.
Yeah, and I think there's a really interesting point there, because I know that engineers in particular are, you know, are often very critical of the messages they get from recruiters, sort of the untargeted spammy messages. What is it you do to sort of make your sort of tone and your content really, really resonate with them?
So yeah, it's they are very cynical. And if you are, you know, using like buzzwords and things like this, you can lose them actually. It won't work. Even it can be like a, you know, going like against you. So you need to be very direct, very, you need to use like sense of humor. They appreciate sense of humor. You need to be, you know, into the point to talk about the product, to show the team. And I think like being direct, using sense of humor and respectful can do the job, like can do the work. And we also, you know, we consult with our developers. We ask them, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? We ask them what kind of, you know, messages, you find like, you know, interesting and exciting. So we work together as a team, and we have the people here, so we use also their feedback. So I agree with you. We need to be very careful, not using like, it's not the same as the go-to-market people. It's very different.
You mentioned earlier in the conversation that you sort of work very hard to have a very high quality candidate experience. Talk to us about the candidate experience. What is it that you do that ensures you're giving people that great experience?
So, you know, I will surprise you. I think maybe, I don't know, but it's the small things. It's like really, I think what we went for in our process is a lot of respect and, you know, help people feel like we really see them. So it starts with, you know, how we design the ad, with our people. And then it goes to like the email that we use. And then it goes like when they come, before they come to our, you know, technical interview, we created like an email, explaining them what they should expect and about the product and showing them like the people and say something about the people they are going to meet. And then afterward, and then before that, we send them like a small message through WhatsApp, saying like, hey, we are waiting for you. This is how you can find us and so on. And then after the interview, and of course, during the interview and after the, we welcome them when they come to the office. And then after, so we stay really connected to them the whole way. And I can tell you from, I realized that startups, there are sometimes they are missing like the small things, like in between stages, the pauses, like you need to let those people feel like you see them, you care about them. You connect with them afterwards. You say something about the, you know, the interview, you thank them for the time they spent and so on. So I think we went for, you know, respect and being transparent and sense of humor. Again, it's with engineers, it's working.
There are obviously lots of employers who are trying to recruit developers and engineers in very, very difficult markets. You kind of outlined some sort of, you know, fantastic things that you're doing here. But if you were to give advice to those other employers, what are the sort of the top two or three things do you think they should be focusing on and doing to really get the talent they need in these very difficult times?
So I hope I'm not going to be boring, but I think there are three KPIs that I will, you know, really look into is like the story, how you tell about the company, like the job descriptions and how you communicate. And of course, like using, you know, all channels you can use that are relevant, of course. This is one. The candidate experience and moving fast, like velocity, the time to hire. Not moving fast, if you'll do everything perfect, but you're slow and your process is not efficient, you will lose great candidates because the market is really crazy. So being fast is important. So you need to tell the story very well. You need to use good channels. You need to have a great experience and move fast. I think those four or three are going to give like a competitive edge.
And as a final question, what do you think the future is going to look like? What are you sort of hoping is going to happen in talent acquisition in the next 18 months to 2 years?
So it's a good question. I think it's going to be like the same. I think it's the talent shortage and the competition is going to be even higher. There is a lot of money. companies fight for the talent. It's the talent is not, you know, changing as much as the money that company have. So it's, I think it's going to be the same. At the same time, we are, you know, Generation Z and Y are capturing more and more the market. Like, let's say in like 3-4 years, they are going to be 75% of the market. So they are very much getting used to, you know, how the brand looks like. Who are like what kind of, you know, benefits and you know, the well-being that the company is offering, like the benefits and the ecosystem and how the company is connecting with, you know, with the ecosystem and with the community. So I think all those things are going to even increase, like to be more significant. That's my intuition.
Karen, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you, Matt.
My thanks to Karen. And the Recruiting Future podcast will return in 3 weeks' time. You can subscribe to this podcast in Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or via your podcasting app of choice. Please also follow the show on Instagram. You can find us by searching for Recruiting Future. You can search all the past episodes at recruitingfuture.com. On that site, you can also subscribe to the mailing list to get the inside track about everything that's coming up on the show. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next time, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.